Rogue Gunslinger, White Horse, Montana, The Clementine Sisters, Book 2, by B.J. Daniels, narrated by Parker Lang. Chapter 1. The old antique Royal typewriter clacked with each angry stroke of the keys. Shaking fingers pounded out livid words onto the old discolored paper. As the fury built, the fingers moved faster and faster until the keys all tangled together in a metal knot that lay suspended over the paper. With a curse of frustration, the metal arms were tugged apart, and the sound of the typewriter resumed in the small room. Angry words burst across the page, some letters darker than others as the keystrokes hit like a hammer. Other letters appeared lighter, some dropping down a half line as the fingers slipped from the worn keys. A bell sounded at the end of each line as the carriage was returned with a clang until the paper was ripped from the typewriter. Red in a cold, dark rage, the paper was folded hurriedly, the edges uneven, and stuffed into the envelope already addressed in the black typewritten letters, Author T.J. St. Clair, White Horse, Montana. The stamp slapped on, the envelope sealed, the fingers still shaking with expectation for when the novelist opened it. The fan rose and smiled. Wouldn't Miss St. Clair, a.k.a. Tessa Jane Clementine, love this one? T.J. St. Clair hated conference calls, especially this conference call. "I know it's tough with your book coming out before Christmas," said Rachel, the marketing coordinator, the woman's voice sounding hollow on speakerphone in TJ's small New York City apartment. "But I don't have to tell you how important it is to do as much promo as you can this week to get those sales where you want them," Sherry from Publicity and Events added. TJ held her head and said nothing for a moment.